A splitting noise from the northern corner turns into the discordant jangle of a bell. Where the icon hung, an ellipse has opened up, emitting pale moonlight.
That noise, says Holly, sounded like the time bell at the Captain Marlowe. What is it, Marinus?
A few feet away, the psychosedated body of Imhoff is licked into non-existence by a tongue of dusk.
I have no idea, Marinus submits.
Hope?
Certainly, the three surviving anchorites reach a similar conclusion and make for the north corner. Holly follows, or tries to, but a long plume of dusk sweeps in through the now unshielded east window. She slips in a puddle of what used to be Baptiste Fenninger and dodges into a safe pocket of clear air that drifts up the nave before a column of the swarming grey forces her over to the west wall. The chapel is now more than half dusk, and the 30 paces to the ellipse are through a shifting airborne minefield.